Good Monday morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
What's that puzzled look over there
for? I couldn't find my phone to make sure I turned it on silent.
Okay. Whenever I was doing the intro there, I saw that puzzled look.
I couldn't find my phone to make sure I turned it on silent. So that's not that I think anybody's going to call, but they might. So.
Mm-hmm. You never know. Did you have a fine weekend?
Oh, I had a fantastic weekend. My brother came down, and we had a lot of food and a lot of family and stuff like that. It was a good deal.
We got to celebrate Halloween with Lena Grace.
Oh, you know, man.
For the first time. We didn't go anywhere really, like, major. Not like a big
deal. Just kind of family kind of deal. Family and neighbors kind of deal.
Exactly.
I got
She's
it. I've been
two.
There.
I understand. We didn't want to overwhelm. But
sure,
anyway,
sure.
Anyway, had a really good weekend.
Great.
It was fun, too. But today, you've got a program. I guess you should say an event.
Oh, it's an event. It is an event.
It's okay.
An international event.
There you go. And it's all about the North American. Can you tell us specifically what that you can find at North American?
All right. When we hear people talk about the North American, all right, we're actually talking about the North American International Livestock Exposition. And I should have done some research, but this has been going on as long as I can remember. I think since the early 70s.
Okay. So it's been going for a while.
Yeah, been going on for a long time. And we're going to be back full force this year. It's right up the road at the Kentucky State Fairgrounds. And when I say it's the North American, there will be livestock there from all over North America. So there will be Canadian animals there as well. And I'll tell you what, if you want to see the best of the best, you show up there. So I just thought, Kristen, we'd kind of talk about the schedule a little bit so people could maybe pick a day out.
Yeah, so tell us more about the schedule and the events you can find there.
Okay, that's good. So the actual shows start and the viewing shows start on Friday, the 5th, this Friday.
Okay.
All right, okay. So I've got a report up there this week. I actually work on the dairy show crew, so I've got a report up there a little bit later on this week. But we'll ease up that way. And the first part of it's all dedicated to dairy cows. Now, there's a lot of cows. I see people say, well, I don't still want a cow to see just cows. I just want to see. Kristen, you would love the shopping.
Oh, yeah. It is an experience.
Oh, my God.
From what I've heard from you.
Western wear, if that's what you're into. Boots. Lots of home decor. You never thought you'd hear me talk about home decor. Lots of home decor. Okay. All right. So there is all kind of things going on up there. So the first part of the show is a lot of the dairy cows and the dairy goats, all right? Then it kind of transitions over. The dairy cows are still there, and the hogs start coming in. And then we'll go through the hogs. And then the second weekend is when we transition over to the beef cattle and to the sheep. And there will be those animals up there. There are alpacas. There are all kinds of things. And then I like the shows at the very end, and those are some of our smaller breeds, okay? Things like Santa Gertrudis, things like belted Galloways. You know what a belted Galloway looks like?
I do not.
It's the one that looks like an Oreo cookie. It's black, got the white belt, and then black on the end. It looks like just like an Oreo cookie, but it's a cow.
It's a cow.
That's right. Hmm. Black Herefords, mini Herefords, which are the cutest things you've ever seen in your life. they've got more goats and sheep and all kinds of things up there. Website's really easy to remember. It's livestockexpo.org. Okay? Livestockexpo.org. What's it cost to get in? $8 for adults. Children are free. $10 a vehicle parking. They also have a big rodeo. Okay? It's a national circuit finals. I believe it's Great Lakes region circuit finals. They got a lot of rodeos up there. So it's fun. It's all inside. It's very safe, very secure. You can distance if you need to. Okay? So if you're looking for something to do to get out, get on there, livestockexpo.org, North American International Livestock Exposition, right up the road, Louisville, Kentucky, November 5th through the 18th, as I was looking at the schedule, 5 through 18, so it goes along several days.
Yes.
Check it out.
Chris, thank you for all that information about the North American. And if you'd like to check out more information, make sure to get in touch with your local extension office, or you can check it out on your favorite search engine. Thanks for all those tips this morning, Chris. And make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. Brought to you by our sponsors, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop on Goober 95.1.